Blue Car has been slow to get to its destination. The movie was a hit at the Sundance Film Festival more than a year ago. It's finally making it to theaters across the country. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it was worth the wait.
American movies are filled with teenagers. Lots and lots of teenagers. But these kids bear the same limited, cartoonish relation to actual young people that Jack Nicholson does to a genuine anger management consultant. The protagonist in Blue Car is different.
Get out of my room!
When you contribute to the rent of this place, then it'll be your room.
Hey! Hey, that's my stuff! Go ahead, ground me! You're never even home! What are you gonna do, hire an armed guard?
Meg is played by Agnes Bruckner. She is achingly real. This is a teenager who embodies all the contradictions, confusions, yearnings, and suspicions of someone who is growing up too fast, but wants things to happen faster still. Bruckner, not yet 18 herself, has made a deep and potent connection to her character, and the results are remarkable.
I'm going to Florida or wherever else I want to go. It's none of your business.
Then maybe you better find someplace else to live.
Fine, I'll go live with Dad.
The acting is the reason to see Blue Car, and the performances are in part due to writer-director Karen Moncrief, who has a gift for getting the most out of her actors. They overcome an uncertain plotline that can be as awkward as Meg's time in life.
The past, everything that went before is a dry leaf fallen from a dead tree. The tree's been cut down, the leaf crushed by feet and ground into earth. So now, there's only the memory of trees.
Blue Car is the name of a poem that Meg reads in her high school English class as the film opens. A poem that touches on the loss and loneliness that have characterized her life since her father drove away in that very automobile.
My dad is gone. I call out to him, but wherever he is, he can't hear me.
The poem touches Meg's English teacher, Mr. Oster, played by David Strathairn. He tells her she might want to consider submitting it for an award and even offers to help tutor her, which is where a lot of problems begin, both in the story and with the film.
Can you read me some of your novel?
Oh, what do you mean, my novel?
Georgia told me.
Oh.
I'm not going to copy you or anything, you know, just for inspiration.
Okay. In one creative thought, a thousand nights of love revive, filling it with sublimity and exaltation.
The trouble with Mr. Oster is that he is as over-familiar and predictable a character as he sounds. Meg is another matter. More vulnerable than she realizes, hesitant about revealing herself, convincingly lost and uncertain yet ultimately fearless, Meg is not even close to being the kind of kid who always does the right thing. But the film never indulges in special pleading, never excuses her missteps, never pretends she is other than what she is. Finally, Meg is more convincing than what happens to her. The film strives to make its plot as plausible as possible, but the elements are too schematic for that to happen. Still, even with its drawbacks, Blue Car remains an intimate, thoughtful drama with a performance no one will forget.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.